The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What do you unapologetically like? You know other people think it's stupid, but you like it for whatever reason. You don't even have to defend it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like what you like and don't like what you don't like.
Yeah, maybe right? Even if people don't think it's stupid, they make fun of you for it all the time.
That's one of the good things about becoming an adult. Right. Hopefully you feel that empowerment. Because when you're a kid, you're like, well, I can't tell anyone. Like when I was a kid, country music was not remotely cool like now. Everybody likes country now to some degree. Not everybody, but it's...
Well, the country that was cool, it was like Islands in the Stream.
Yeah. So I would hide my cassette tapes when my friends came over. So they didn't know. But now, and I don't care. Like, you guys make fun of my Irish funeral music.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't actually like Irish funeral music. But the sense of what you're saying is accurate. I like a good depressing song. The other day, I had...
You do.
Depressing song. Alexa play an artist, an old country artist named Vern Gosden. And on the fifth song, my wife said, Jesus, is there a song where his wife or girlfriend has not left him or died? And she was right. The first five biggest hits from this guy were all like, Do You Believe Me Now? About a guy who went to live at a homeless shelter because she broke up with him. Another one where, Is It Raining at Your House? Because it sure is raining at mine. Written in Stone, a divorce decree. It was a disaster.
Vern what?
Vern Gosden. He's known as The Voice, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was that era where it was like my dog died, or my wife took my dog and my pickup truck and my house, and I'm watching my mother's funeral in the rain, and like it was always like, and I gotta live on a boxcar.
The most upbeat hit from him was called Set 'Em Up Joe, and that was one that had a peppy beat, and he would go to a bar every night and play Ernest Tubb because his wife left him. That's the wow. Happy one.
Wow.
All right, so yeah, I like... But there would have been a time where I felt like I had to hide.
I want to listen to Set 'Em Up, Joe.
It's a great song. Don't play it right now, though, because I will be lost.
Are you sure?
By the way, Steve and I had a weird moment because we were joking this morning about... this won't translate. It's a You Had to Be There.
Yeah,
I'm punting.
Did you guys accidentally touch tips?
No, yeah. That would translate.
Accidentally?
Is this the toe tapper?
This is the upbeat one. Okay.
Okay, all right.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951.
Hear that bass?
Uh-huh. I hear it.
When he said vintage from 1950, say 51?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this song have only been like 10 years past that?
It's like 86.
This is?
Yeah.
Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.
Oh, wow.
Every night he runs the needle through Walking the Floor. They have to replace the record every day. All right. So what do you unapologetically like? Some of the ones coming in so far are fantastic. From West Michigan, I collect rocks everywhere I go. Other people don't even see them as interesting. I'll find one in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you tell other people that, you're like, okay, yeah, like, cool.
What's her name from Shrinking?
Yes.
Yeah, Pam.
Yeah, Pam. You have a rock tumbler too?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't regularly collect rocks, but I've definitely brought some home from the Upper Peninsula and stuff. I have them around my house.
The second that I own my own home and either have a garage or just a yard, I'm getting a rock tumbler.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love rocks, dude.
The enthusiasm with which you announced that life goal yeah. is fascinating.
You know, sometimes you wish you had more like alone time. Get one now. That'll force it.
Oh, that's true.
You want people to like stay yes. away for a few hours? Start tumbling rocks.
There we go.
Why do you have to have a yard to have a rock tumbler?
Because it's loud.
Is it? I guess that makes sense.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's quiet when you tumble rocks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, put rocks in a bucket and shake it around and tell me how quiet it is. Yeah.
Do you even slurry, bro?
What is that?
Yeah.
It's like the mush that
different rocks
out of a rock tumbler.
Different rocks take different levels of grit that you have to add to the tumbler when you're tumbling, before you tumble them. You add some water in there, and then once it's done, the sludge that's left over is called slurry.
Mm. Yeah. You've never seen how they polish granite, bro?
Jeez.
No.
Yeah, you got a wet sand.
I guess I need to watch a little more how it's made.
You've spent enough time at rock quarries. I thought you'd know this.
Yeah,
come on, Mr. Limestone.
Rock on.
Oh, but remember, it's all gone.
He just wants to see where the limestone used to be.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like going to a school Springsteen went to.
Mm-hmm.
Once. 50-year-old female, she writes, I love yoi manga and anime. I don't know if I'm saying yoi right. I know it's manga and anime. Mm-hmm. Wish I found it earlier in my life. I love the art. I love the stories. Being able to sink into a totally unrealistic fantasy is the best of this crap-ass world we live in. Some people call me a freak, but at least I have found my happiness. That's a great example.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Not a lot of 50-year-old women getting into
manga.
I totally see that. Just being able to unplug, kind of drift away.
Absolutely.
Totally relatable.
This is one that's coming in for a lot of people. Isley in Tennessee. Hello, Isley.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. What are you unapologetically a fan of?
I'm a huge wrestling fan, man.
And you get made fun of because you're an adult, right?
Yeah, everybody hates on you for it. Makes no sense.
Now, what do you love about it?
Just the storylines, the characters, the passion of it. Like, if you go to a live show, the people you meet there, they're wild, but they're one of a kind type of people.
I do. We'll occasionally go to a live show, and I do enjoy that very much. And I do think wrestling doesn't get enough credit for athleticism and the in-ring creativity. Now, I would argue that some of the storylines, but I watch TV shows that have stupid storylines, and that doesn't bother me. Well, it does, but I still watch them.
Yeah.
Sometimes the corny's the reason you watch them.
I mean, it definitely can be. It's the reason that I loved Godzilla movies. Like, they were goofy, but I liked them.
That's true.
I'm such a big wrestling fan that me and my wife, when we had our baby shower last year, we did a wrestling-themed gender reveal. It was pretty sick.
Was?
I bet I would have felt sick.
How? Like, how did you reveal it? Did you, like, body slam a bag of flour that was colored? What did you do?
Yeah, or did you jump on her stomach from the top rope? Shoot it right out of there like a ricochet?
We rented out a local wrestling school. We had, like, a dude wrestler versus a girl wrestler, and we had no idea who was going to win. So we gave them the results, and then we went back out and watched it with our family and friends, and the girl ended up winning. So we have a little girl now, so it was pretty cool.
I'm not going to lie. If I got invited to a gender reveal, my first thought would be, do we have to go? But if you said it was at a local wrestling school, I would be so damn excited to go and watch that. That's fantastic.
That's what all my friends said. They were like, this is the coolest thing we've ever been a part of. So it was awesome. Right.
Is your daughter's name like awesome. China?
No.
Does she have a wrestler
name?
Yeah.
Does she have a wrestler name?
Charlotte Roan.
Oh, okay. Named after Charlotte Flair?
Yeah, don't tell my wife that, though. She's mad.
Thank you, Oh, boy. Hot Wings, you and Bob in Casper, Wyoming have a lot in common.
Okay.
Bob, what are you unapologetically a fan of?
Oh, I'm unapologetically. I'm a fan of reptiles.
Okay.
Oh, Hot Wings
All
is too.
Reptiles.
Yeah.
Hot Wings has a reptile room with no reptiles.
Your herpetorium.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The most well-built room in my entire house that has been impossible to dismantle. I do not share your love of reptiles. I bought a home that had a room that was dedicated to it. And I don't.
You got lucky then, because I had to build mine.
Our version of luck is different.
a little bit.
Bob, yeah, how many reptiles do you have?
I have close to 30.
Oh, so
I'm
your
actually
house
a breeder.
So your house stinks.
Oh no, no, no.
Well, that part.
No, reptiles don't stink.
Wait, mm-hmm.
They
Their
don't. Habitats sure. definitely say they might not stink, but like the area smells.
Like if I go to a pet store that has lots of lizards, it almost always stinks like lizards.
Yeah, not as bad as ferrets though.
Yeah, pet stores don't take care of theirs.
Yeah, that's
but
probably
if
true.
You go to like an actual breeder or someone that takes care of them, they're really kept clean.
Yeah, that might be true. I'll take your word for it. My friend Chad is a big reptile guy, and he seems pretty neat and clean, so maybe. Bob, there was a place in Knoxville that I used to go for fish called Fins and Skins, mm-hmm. and the skins was all reptiles. And it
gross
stunk
name.
So bad in there every time, but they had great fish at cheap prices. So, and I would
fins
get them and cage them.
Skin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm 30. I also love anime. I was made fun of in high school and had to suppress my love for it. Now that I'm older, I embrace it. I've even got my wife to love it just as much as I do. This text. I am an unapologetic fan of Beavis and Butthead. I have watched every episode, and I watch it as often as I can still now.
Still?
Wow. I haven't watched Beavis and Butthead in so long, but that was a staple in college.
Mm. Yeah.
How about this? I'm a 57-year-old man, and I unapologetically love Taylor Swift. I am a Swiftie.
This text, I'm a Disney Parks nerd. Love the history, the detail, the magic. Bit weird for a 45-year-old male welder and firefighter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Especially to say, I love the magic. That's the part that's...
Yeah.
But I think if you feel that magic, like I'm going to... Another day, if you bring it up, I'm going to call you a pervert for wanting to go there as an adult. But today, since we're being, you know, unapologetic, if you feel magic, you should enjoy it. It is hard to find magic in this world, right?
Still like real to me, damn it.
Yeah. It is. Am I the only one?
No, I had a coworker at the previous radio station I was at. He was our engineer. His name was Scott. And I noticed he had a Mickey Mouse tattoo on him. I was like, oh, are you a Disney adult? And he's like, I was a Disney kid. I'm a Disney adult. He's one of those that knows like the caves and tunnels and extra like secret doors around Disney World because he's been so many times. And he was really fun to talk to about it because he'd come back and he'd have like a little Mickey figurine or something like that that he'd see in the office and be like, hey, Maitland, I saw this and mm-hmm. Mickey was holding a butt heavy, so I bought it for you. And it was adorable to hear him talk about it. We actually made him write bachelorette reviews when we made him watch it. And he's like this, he's a bulldog shaped kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So when he did stuff like that, like Disney or reviewed the Bachelorette for us, it was hilarious. If that kind of magic or
that contrast.
Yeah, that joy is contagious. So I'm never going to, you know, poo on somebody who's enjoying that.
Uh-uh.
Now, if you're an annoying Disney adult like that, I'm going to make fun of you a little bit for sure.
Yeah. If you're wearing like mouse ears and your medal that you got from your 5K that you didn't run that day, then you're a problem. Mm-hmm. This one, I'm a guy, but I love a good cheesy romance movie. I can usually predict the ending of those better than other movies. Well, yeah, they usually get together. That's pretty good.
I agree. I kind of unapologetically like romantic comedies.
Sure. They're good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
You don't want everything to be Oppenheimer. I can't take that level of commitment mm-mm. every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. I feel like I unapologetically love just stupid movies. Like, not rom-coms, not necessarily romantic drama movies.
Like your white girls and whatnot?
Like, yeah, like white chicks.
Grandma's Boy.
Joe Dirt. Grandma's Boy. I guess, do you call them like stoner comedies? I don't really even know.
That's a good definition.
Yeah. If you gave me the option to watch a war movie or Oppenheimer or The Notebook or Joe Dirt, I'm going Joe Dirt every time.
Definitely choose Joe Dirt over The Notebook. That is such a boring movie.
Oh, cool.
There are some.
I've actually never seen it.
Men that would propose to you on that alone. You could have a paper bag for a face, and they'd be like, I got to get that girl that wants to watch Joe Dirt over The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
This text. Maitland, you're going to love your rock tumbler. They're not as loud as you think. In fact, they're soothing in their sounds.
Ooh.
Oh, if you put the right rocks in there, just white noise, I bet.
Catch me on Facebook Marketplace later.
Yeah. Put it under your bed. help you
there
sleep.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm a 50-year-old man, unapologetically in love with video games, especially anything Dungeons & Dragons type that I play. Yeah, there's a stigma to that.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fair.
I mean, you're kind of a loser.
I'm a 350-pound war vet, and I am unapologetically in love with little dogs, especially chihuahuas. I squeal like a little girl when I see a random little dog on the street. That's why I think that's one of the things people like about Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell.
Uh-huh.
He's Mr. Tough, eating 5,000 milligrams of caffeine or drinking 5,000 milligrams of caffeine a day. And then after the game, there he is at Starbucks with his teacup poodle or whatever it is sitting on his lap.
Going, yeah, he carries it around in a bag. That is funny.
Kenny on the app said, they're super unapologetically. They love calligraphy. As a 53-year-old man, he gets told he's a sissy for doing so, but you can check out his writing on Instagram. 2112 TIGAHS.
That's too much.
Yeah.
You got to change your Instagram handle.
Yeah, I no longer care.
TLDG. Too long didn't go.
Yeah. I believe you.
Calligraphy. I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
Text. I'm really proud of Freebeer saying unapologetically so many times without messing it up. But you're just rolling the dice now.
The tough words are not the problem. They never have been.
Yeah. It's always been the easy ones.
We did a commercial the other day that had like 48 like Native American names in it and a bunch of other stuff. And he flew through it, not one gaffe. Then we asked him to say the word golf and it came out weird.
Goff. That is a pretty common text. How did you get through all of those medical terms and then screw up pizza?
Something and so familiar.
For the record,
to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. This is Melissa in Tennessee. Melissa, what is it that you unapologetically love?
Good morning, everyone. Okay, so I am a huge fan of dressing up for music festivals and concerts. I drug my boyfriend to the ICP concert in Nashville, and I had on the motorcycle boots that went up to the knees with the fishnets, in the tutu, in the ICP crop top, and my face painted like Juggalos. It was so much fun. We got so many looks, but you can't help but just have fun in life.
Melissa, like if somebody saw you today, would like your coworkers, would they have any idea that that's what you do on the weekend?
Or no clue.
They wouldn't
not
call it and go,
all.
We're not going to get a call that says Melissa's lying. She's dressed like an angry clown right now.
Absolutely not. They would just be like, I heard that's a cold. Anyway, it's so funny.
That's
but
awesome.
I'm 44 and I have no problem doing that.
What is your favorite part? Throwing watermelons filled with urine at low-level influencers or the music?
I think the music, but you got to bring the Faygo.
Yeah, you do.
And just kind of like
thank you,
take
Melissa.
It and support it on everybody.
We were just talking about it in Green Bay last week with somebody who said they were, I think it was somebody we met that, it was the Ultimate Razor fan. They had just been to an ICP concert. The Razor is the radio station, and one of their giveaways was a ticket to every event. And they had just gone to an ICP show.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, people kind of gave us a hard time about going, but we had a great time. And we had said, and they agreed, we've always found Juggalos to be really nice. They're just often misfits that needed a community, and they found one.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to make fun of, and I'll go back to that on another day, just like, you know, all the other stuff.
Absolutely.
This one, I'm a 380-pound truck driver and steel worker. I unapologetically love Renfairs so much. You have to unapologetically love Renfairs.
All right,
more of the things you unapologetically love. The weirder, the better.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.